This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. If you tuned in last week, we had special guest Bobby Sudbury, who is the executive director, co-founder of Katie's Way. She's back this week to continue on sharing Katie's story, her story, and she's going to share more with us about Katie's Way. I asked if she could come back this week, and she agreed. And just, Jeremy, this is something that, you know, it's got to get out there, my friend.
It is. It's so powerful. And it's just, yeah, it's amazing. I'm stealing strength from Bobby, and just it's amazing. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And it's such a serious situation. And now, you know, if you didn't listen to part one last week's show, I ask you to go to blogtalkradio.com, SoundCloud, Father Matters website, because we're just going to continue on this week where we left off. But you've got to hear the buildup to how and why we got to week two. And it's just, we have got to let people know about these type of situations. Bobby, welcome back to the Father Matters Show.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing last week. Thank you for coming back this week. And that you are touching so many lives and hearts across this country right now by what you're doing. And we really want to get this word out. And we're just going to continue from where we left off. Again, I ask you to go back to the top of the show, SoundCloud, Father Matters website, Blog Talk, because Bobby is going to share more about Katie, her daughter, and we're going to lead into how and why she started this powerful organization that we want you to connect with, support, and share with your communities. Last week, Bobby, we left off where Katie had came home and her boyfriend Daniel had caught up with her at her home. And you got a phone call from your daughter about police officers outside.
Right. And actually at this time, Daniel was her ex-boyfriend. They had ended the relationship. And, you know, I'm trying to decipher what is going on without being there because I'm at work. You know, I get this phone call. Now, my youngest daughter, Virginia, she has no clue what's going on. She heard nothing. She heard absolutely nothing. And we are really baffled by that because it's just right next door. So basically, I call the neighbor. You know, the neighbor tells me there's two people down and there's been gunshots, you know, a shooting in the neighborhood. And my heart just drops through the floor. My boss walked over to my desk, and I must have turned white as a ghost. And I explained to her what was going on, and she said, "You need to go." And immediately right there, the emotion started rising. And all I could think was, you know, I don't want to go home. I don't want to face this. I don't want this day to happen. You know, I want this to be a nightmare that I'm going to wake up with from sometime. And, you know, how am I going to talk to her father? You know, I don't know what's going on. So I race home. I get there, and sure enough, it's just like Virginia said. Cop cars everywhere, caution tape, first responders everywhere. You know, I believe there was a fire truck there. And, you know, I tried to cross the caution tape, and they wouldn't let me in. My neighbors are standing there, and they're looking at me, and they're both shaking their head. And, of course, that, you know, I'm starting to read signs and everything. I'm scared. I'm very, very scared. And I go to my house. I get with my daughter, Virginia, and you know, I told her, "I don't know what's going on." I said, "Is Katie here yet?" And she said, "No." So I'm even more alarmed. And I explained to one of the detectives what's been going on between Katie and Daniel. And they asked me for a picture of Katie. And I swear, I thought I was going to fall apart right there. It just seems like the worst thing in the world. You know, you're looking at the worst thing in the world happening. And so I told Virginia, I said, "Call your dad, tell him to get home right now." And so she did. My husband came home, and it was about two hours later when the detectives walk over to us, and they said that our daughter was one of the victims. Katie was one of the victims. And, you know, I just looked at him and, you know, hoping beyond hope, like every mother will. I asked him, I said, "Is she going to be okay? When can we see her?" And he looked at me and he said, "Ma'am, your daughter's deceased." And I had a water bottle on my hand, and I guess I didn't like what I heard because I threw it right at him. I was just, I couldn't believe it. And, you know, Virginia, she ran around into the carport, and I ran to her to meet up with her, and we just both collapsed. And that's our life shattering right there. They're shattering right there. My husband, he goes into, okay, well, is there anything else you need from me? You know, mode, almost like he's, this didn't happen. But his friend was inside. And the worst thing you'll ever hear in your whole life is a father embracing his friend or anybody and just bawling, just literally bawling with so much pain and emotion that his baby is gone. His baby's been taken from him. And, you know, I mean, it was such a devastating thing for our family that we didn't know how we were going to recoup from this. We didn't know how we were going to heal or that we were ever going to heal. You know, this is not something that you ever get over. You know, it's you learn how to live with it. And that's basically what we did with Katie's Way. Katie's Way was how we learned to live with it. Helping people understand, mm-hmm. you know, these types of relationships, they can spin out of control so quickly. And we need to know how to handle them. We need to know the warning signs. We need to know what to do and what can be done now.
And this was 2008.
This was January 2008.
Now it's 2015. How are you doing now? How's the family? How's your husband?
We are healing. We're learning to live with it. It's never easy come January of every year. That's a very tough time for us. Her birthday, we choose to celebrate her life. And we always, you know, let off balloons for as old as she is. We have a party. We also have a signature event that we do that is kind of like a party for her birthday in July.
When is Katie's birthday?
July 5th.
July 5th.
Yes.
She was cancer?
Yes. Sign?
Yeah,
yes.
I'm June 30th.
Oh.
Did you talk to Daniel's parents after this?
No, we did not have, there was just not that communication wave going there. No.
To this day?
To this day, no, not at all.
Do you know anything about his relationship with his parents, his father?
Well, from what I understand, I was told this by a reporter from Channel 10 News, that his father, Daniel's biological father, didn't even know he existed till he was 11 years old. I'm not sure why that's the case or anything like that. As far as I know, that's pretty much, and I'm not sure what the relationship was with Daniel and his mother. It did not sound like it was a very good relationship, that he didn't have the greatest of childhoods.
So out of your pain, you birthed this wonderful, beautiful organization called Katie's Way.
Yes.
Share with us about Katie's Way. And what is the website first?
It's katiesway.org.
Yes.
KAITYSWAY.org.
Share with us, why did you start Katie's Way?
Okay, I was asked to speak at a women's conference at ASU West by my neighbor, who was a women's studies professor. And bless her heart, she walked up to me. It took a lot of courage to do that. You know, I had just lost my daughter, and she walked up, and she just must have felt it in her heart that that was the right thing to do. And without hesitation, after she asked me, I was like, absolutely. She had also shared with me that she had lost her mother, and she believes domestic violence was the basis for that. So she had a mother-daughter thing as well as we did, only she lost her mother and I lost my daughter. So we thought we could pretty much do a pretty good conference, you know, about domestic violence and that dating and violence is a part of that and everything. So without hesitation, I said, absolutely. You know, I started looking online, doing some research at the situation because I didn't even know it had a name. All I know is my daughter was being harassed and treated, you know, inappropriately. Mm-hmm. Well, sure enough, I found out it's called dating violence. I also found out that 81% of adults and parents didn't even realize it was an issue. You know, it never heard of it or anything. And I'm thinking that that's pretty much how they looked at what was going on between Daniel and Katie. You know, at the time it was 1 in 10 or 1 in 5, depending on which, you know, website you read, of teenagers, you know, being in abusive relationships, report being in abusive relationships. And that was at the time, which it's increased since then. Let's see. And all these statistics, I'm looking at it going, this is nuts. This is crazy. Why is this going on with our kids? You know, why isn't anything being done about this? And then it was just like, okay. I had one friend said, well, you need to get incorporated. You need to, you know, build a nonprofit. I was talking to, you know, I did do grief counseling afterwards, and my grief counselor had said, oh, you know, because I told her, I said, out of sheer frustration for everything I found, I was like, I feel like I need to do something about this. I have got to do something about this. I want to help others. And she says, well, you can. Just form a nonprofit. And I looked at her like, what do I know about that? You know, I was like a light blue collar worker, you know? And she said, oh, yeah. And she ripped off this list. I took it down and boom, I just went to town. And 9 months later, as odd as that may sound, 9 months later, Katie's Way was incorporated.
About that.
Yeah.
Tell us about September 30th. Why is September 30th so special?
Well, September 30th, 2009 is very special because a year, that's roughly a year after Katie's Way was born, okay, we worked with the Arizona Coalition Against Domestic Violence and Senator Jonathan Payton and lobbied to get the law passed, which is now called Katie's Law, where those in dating relationships now have protection under the law. And under that law, it says that those in dating relationships are protected under the law so long as the relationship is romantic or sexual in nature. Now, not all dating relationships are sexual in nature, and nor should they be, okay? But what dating relationship is not romantic?
Right.
I mean, dating is romantic. It's part of romance.
Yes.
So it goes for anybody in the state of Arizona that is in a dating relationship, that if they're being treated you know, with violence and being mistreated in that relationship, they can call the police. An officer with or without warrant can arrest the individual now. They can get an order of protection.
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely can get an order of protection. And the great thing about that is an order of protection says the abuser cannot be around the victim. And it can also have firearms confiscated, you know, which is wonderful. The firearm that Daniel had was what it came from his home, from what we were told.
Mm-hmm.
So it could have been confiscated. You know, the victim has the ability to call the police if they see the abuser in their area and say, this person is violating this order, please come out and do something about it. Now, the thing about an order of protection is it is a piece of paper with words on it. Okay, that it is. But the thing about it is it's not a shield, it's not going to stop a bullet or anything like that, but it is a very important part of the safety plan,
mm-hmm.
which... And the safety plan has to be implemented because, there again, when a victim leaves an abusive relationship, their life just became 75% more dangerous. And in Katie's case, it was 100%. So the order protection is that safety plan. Then you've got a three strikes version to it. Anytime somebody's charged and convicted under this law for the third time, it should be a felony. It is at the discretion of the prosecuting attorney, but it should be a felony.
Should be a felony.
Mm-hmm.
So September 30th is Katie's Law Day. We celebrate that.
Yes.
You're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest is Bobby Sudbury with Katie's Way. We'll hear more from Bobby after this. Hey, Father Matters Show family, will you show us some love? We want the Father Matters Show to be your community and family resource program by providing you right now answers for right now issues. Become a Father Matters Show champion by liking Father Matters on Facebook. If you miss us Saturday night, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, or fathermatters.org and share the Father Matters Show with your friends and family. Thank you. Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us?
Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families.
And we're back with Bobby Sudbury with Katie's Way. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also, catch the Father Matters show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Bobby, you know, I have four daughters at home, and for fathers who want to ask this question, at any time, did your husband ever approach Daniel?
That is a question that I really cannot answer, just primarily because my husband does his thing and I do my thing. And, you know, we don't really report into each other or anything like that. So it's very well possible that he did have a conversation with Daniel, but he just didn't tell me about it. And the reason I don't know is because his way of dealing with this is he does not talk about the incident. He doesn't talk about anything that happened. He does not want to talk about Daniel at all. And out of respect for him, mm-hmm. I give him that. You know, everybody grieves differently. I choose to talk about it. He pretty much keeps it to himself.
How is he doing today?
He's doing well today. He's doing well today. He's learning to deal with it and everything. He believes she is one of his angels. And as do we all, really. And he talks to her every day. He has his little conversations with her every day. And I find that to be his own way of healing.
Does he help you with Katie's Way, the website, the organization?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He is on the board. All right. You know, whenever he can do something with us, he definitely is doing it. He, you know, gets enlisted to a lot of things that I'm doing because I need his help. Yes. So, yeah.
On your website, you talk about healthy relationships, and you have an awesome website. And if you're listening, I want you to go to katiesway.com.
org.
Go to Katie's Way's Facebook as well. And you can download brochures, the Equality Wheel, Love Is Not Abuse. It's just loaded with so much information, the vision, the red flags. But I pulled down a couple of pages. Share with us about the healthy relationship information that you have.
The healthy relationship information is what balances our program. You know, when we go out and do a speaking engagement, we share Katie's story so that people can see, you know, the abuse in a relationship. But then we want to balance it with giving them the tools as to what goes into a healthy relationship. And we base that on our peace model. Peace, rights, and responsibilities, patience, empathy, acceptance, caring, and equality. Those, along with respect, love, and honesty, well, you have a healthy relationship. And actually, it's when you break it down and you really look at our peace, rights, and responsibilities model, it's so simple to have a healthy relationship. And it's nicer to have a healthy relationship, less stress, you're having fun, you're doing great things together. And, you know, like, for instance, patience, okay? People have the right to be in a relationship where they decide when they want to be in that relationship or be a part of any situation, but they also have the responsibility to respect that in their partner, you know. And also, too, the peace, rights, and responsibility, it's not just about dating relationships. It's also about friendships. It's about relationships that kids have with their parents, parents have with their kids, that the kids have with teachers and counselors and coaches. You can really, build that into all those relationships. Empathy, you know, is all about feelings. You know, you have the right to be with someone who cares about your feelings, but you also, you know, have the responsibility to care for theirs. And the thing about feelings is they're valid because they are our feelings. Nobody can tell you how to feel or what you should feel. You're going to feel what you feel, you know. And then you've got acceptance, caring, and equality. And, you know, we go through all of these. We give examples, you know, help them understand. What do we mean by this stuff?
Share with us your page, the red flags. I love this page.
Oh, the red flags, you know, these are things that fly under the radar. A lot of people, they don't even realize that, you know, these things are happening until, you know, it almost feels too late for them, but it's never too late. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody wants to be with them 24/7. You know, they think that they love me. They want to be with me all the time. They're all, you know, they think I'm all that in a bag of potato chips. What they don't understand is that is an exercise of power and control. You know, they want to, they call them names, say mean things to them, put them down. Really? This is somebody that's supposed to care about you. Yet they're putting you down. That's not cool. And it's not just name calling. It's also kind of undermining little things. Mm-hmm. Like say, somebody did really good on a test or they made a really nice thing, right? Somebody that's, you know, going to try to undermine them, they're going to say something like, well, that test wasn't even that hard. You know, and how does that kind of deflate somebody's balloon?
And most of the time when people do stuff like that, that's how they really feel about themselves.
Exactly. Exactly. You know? They are reflecting their own disregard for themselves onto someone else. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have so much coming up this month. Share a little bit about what you're doing, your workshops, what's coming up, when. What's going on, Bobby?
Well, basically what we've done, we have speaking engagements all the time. You know, schools, youth organizations and whatnot, they call us and we go out and speak. We're scheduling about eight to 12 weeks out now.
Okay.
But one thing we are doing every month are three workshops. And basically those workshops, and they're open to the general public. They are on Saturdays at three different locations. On the second Saturday of every month, we have a workshop at Life Skills High School off 35th Avenue in Northern. They were kind enough to give us a room and let us do that workshop every month, the second Saturday of every month. In March, it will be in April, it will be the 11th. The other two workshops are the third Saturday of every month. So those will be on the 18th of April, today. And basically, they are at Ocotillo Library in Central Phoenix and Mesa Baptist Church in Mesa. So we have a West Side, Central Phoenix, and East Side location.
So once a month. And if someone wants to contact you for you to come speak at their school or church or event, how can they contact you direct?
They go to our Contact Us page and at the website, katiesway.org, KAITYSWAY.ORG. They can click on the email. It comes directly to me, or they can call me at 602-740-2734.
How can people help your mission, your purpose, Katie's Way? What can they do to help?
There's so much that can be done. They can sponsor presentations and events. They can attend our fundraising events. Our signature event is in July every year.
Okay.
And, you know, it's called Step Against Teen Dating Violence, where we do like a Dancing with the Stars program.
Where are you going to have that this year?
We are still looking at a venue right now. So
they can help sponsor that. If they want to help sponsor that, they can go to your website.
Mm-hmm.
How else? Your
they can volunteer.
They can
volunteer. They can donate.
Yes.
They can donate through the website. They can volunteer to assist with presentations. They can volunteer to do presentations. They can volunteer to set up resource tables so that we can give out this literature, really increasing the public knowledge about this issue.
Speak to that teen, a girl out there that's in the situation that Katie was in. What would you tell her right now?
I would say it to both males and females, because mm-hmm. this is not just a guy on girl thing. It's also a girl on guy thing at times. Just know that you are a beautiful person and you deserve to be treated with peace, patience, empathy, acceptance, caring, and equality. Expect nothing less.
Thank you so much, Bobby, for being a part of the show. Thank you for coming back 2 weeks in a row. Again, where can our listeners go to learn more about Katie's Way?
Katie'sWay.org.
Thank you for joining us. And I want to thank you for listening to the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Get in touch with Bobby. Please get in touch with her. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.